The Billionaire's Unexpected Proposal, Evelyn and Derek. Chapter 31. Rival. Sandra asked, "One, I'll ring if Evelyn knew something."
"Of course. We work for two different magazines, remember?" she said with a small smile when she saw the fear in Sandra's eyes before it flickered.
"Oh, that's what you mean," Sandra said with a relieved laugh.
"Of course. What else could I have meant?" Evelyn asked innocently.
"Exactly why I was taken aback by your statement. I can't imagine us being rivals. But you have plans of returning to the family magazine, don't you?" Sandra asked, and Evelyn shrugged.
"Do? Oh, you want me, Todd? I thought you'd be happy to run things there without me in the way," Evelyn asked, and Sandra's smile faltered.
"Why would you think that? I've missed you and would want you to come back.
Dad and Mom miss you too.
And talking about them, you have to come to their anniversary party.
It's this Sunday," Sandra said, and Evelyn feigned surprise.
"Oh, really?" she asked, and Sandra nodded.
"Yes. You absolutely have to be there.
I'll text you the details now," Sandra said, wanting to forward the invitation to Evelyn.
"Do I need an invitation to attend my parents' anniversary?"
"I'll be there.
Thanks for letting me know,"
Evelyn said, and Sandra smiled, happy that she had convinced Evelyn to show up for her humiliation.
"Great. I'm sure they would be happy to see you.
They've been worried and disappointed about you not coming home," Sandra said, and Evelyn smiled.
"I'm not so sure Dad would be happy to see me.
He might not want me there," Evelyn said, and Sandra extended a hand to Evelyn, wanting to hold her. Evelyn drew her hands down from the table and Sandra withdrew her hand.
"You shouldn't think that, Evie. Dad misses you too.
I'm sure he'd be happy seeing you," Sandra said, and Evelyn nodded.
"I hope so," Evelyn murmured.
"I can't wait for you to start working in the family company again," Sandra said, and Evelyn resisted the urge to scoff. Was Sandra scared of her coming back to take everything from her? Things that were rightfully hers? She mused with a shake of her head.
"Me too," Evelyn said with an easy smile. It was becoming easier now to just play along and watch Sandra and Michael make a fool of themselves.
"So, do you have anyone special in your life right now?" Sandra asked conversationally.
Evelyn nodded.
"Yes, I do," she said, thinking of Samantha.
"Aw.
Tell me everything about him," Sandra said excitedly. "Why does it?
Does it have to be a he?"
Evelyn asked, amused.
"No way," Sandra exclaimed with wide eyes, "you do women now.
Is that why you called off things with Michael?" she asked in a whisper, and Evelyn couldn't help but laugh.
Trust Sandra and her shallow brain to interpret things that way.
"Who knows?" Evelyn asked with a shrug, not answering Sandra's question.
"I guess there's nothing between you and Derek Stone then."
Michael was sort of worried.
"Can we not talk about Mike?"
Evelyn snapped, sounding harsher than she meant.
Surprised by her outburst, Sandra nodded, "Sure.
So, do you know if Derek has someone in his life?" she asked with a curious smile.
"Why?
Are you interested in him?" Evelyn asked, and Sandra smiled shyly.
"I've heard a lot about him from Mike.
So, I'm just curious," she said, and Evelyn rolled her eyes inwardly at her.
"I have to get back to the office now,"
Evelyn said, glancing at her wristwatch. She was tired and wanted Sandra out of her face. Their conversation was beginning to wear her out.
"Why do you see different, Evie?" Sandra asked, looking at Evelyn C closely.
She could tell that Evelyn had changed, like Michael had said. Evelyn seemed like she didn't exactly want.
Maybe it was because this was the first time they were meeting in 6 years.
Whatever it was, she would try to find out.
"Different how so?"
Evelyn asked with a raised brow.
"I feel like I lost my best friend.
You're not telling me anything.
You seem distant," Sandra said with a sad pout. We've not communicated for 6 years. It's normal to feel that way, Evelyn said easily. We should correct that immediately. Start by giving me your number, Sandra said, and Evelyn nodded. As expected, she thought, and then took Sandra's phone to type in her number.
Good. Now, where do you stay? I should visit you for a sleepover.
No. Evelyn cut her off.
No.
Sandra asked and Evelyn nodded.
Yeah. My place isn't conducive for a sleepover, I really need to go now and I'm sure Sandra rose too.
You need to get back to work, Evelyn said as she rose and as they both walked out together, Evelyn couldn't help wondering what Sandra was thinking and how she could continue putting on this act even after 6 years.
Are you coming in to say hello to Michael before you leave?
Evelyn asked when they got to the front of Stone Corp.
Sandra shook her head,
nah.
I came solely to see you, she said and Evelyn nodded.
All right then.
See you on Sunday.
Evelyn said with a wave and walked away before Sandra could attempt to embrace her again. As Sandra watched her go, she frowned. Something was up with Evelyn, and she planned to find out exactly what it was. For now, she was glad that despite Evelyn's behavior she had gotten Evelyn's phone number and told her about the anniversary party. That was a good start as far as she was concerned. As she got into her car, she dialed Michael's line.
Hey.
I just finished with Evelyn, Sandra said the moment Michael received the call.
So?
How?
Did?
Go with her.
You were right.
She has changed.
But I have her phone number now, and she agreed to attend the anniversary party, Sandra said proudly.
That's great then.
What about you?
Have
you been able to plant
the lure
bug in Derek's office?
Sandra asked hopefully.
Yes.
I did that shortly after you both left.
Thankfully his secretary didn't suspect a thing.
Michael said and Sandra smiled.
Perfect, Sandra said, pleased that everything was falling into place gradually.
Chapter 32.
Long after Evelyn and Sandra parted ways, Evelyn kept thinking about their meeting and Sandra's hypocrisy. No matter how hard she thought about it, she just couldn't bring herself to believe that Sandra could be so two-faced. If she hadn't seen Sandra and Michael with her own eyes 6 years ago, she would never have believed it even if a seer had told her about it. The thought that she was going to be seeing Sandra at the anniversary party and act like everything was okay again made her stomach churn. She was going to leave to avoid any personal interaction with Sandra at the anniversary party, or else she feared she was going to lose it and slap the fake smiles off her face. She narrowed her eyes when she remembered how Sandra had expressed her interest in Derek. Did Michael know about Sandra's interest in Derek? Was that the reason Michael had seemed worried that she was getting close to Derek? That didn't make sense. Why would Michael be okay with his lover wanting his cousin? Shouldn't Michael and Sandra be planning on how to get married instead of Sandra dreaming of Derek when she and Michael still obviously had something going on between them? Or were they also planning to dupe Derek the same way they had planned to do to her? She mused and shook her head. She hoped that wasn't their plan, otherwise she was going to make sure to ruin their plans and expose them. She wasn't going to let anyone else be fooled by those two as she had been fooled. Evelyn raised her head when a finger snapped in front of her face and she was surprised to see that Derek had walked into the office while she was lost in her thoughts.
You're back.
How was your meeting?
She asked, but Derek raised a brow.
It went well.
What were you thinking about?
He asked curiously.
It's nothing.
Just trying to sort some stuff in my head, she said, and even though Derek was not convinced, he gave her a nod and went around the desk to get into his seat.
I see.
So?
Have you
had lunch?
Or should we go grab lunch? Derek asked and Evelyn shook her head.
Professional mode.
I've had lunch.
Thanks, she said, and he gave her a nod before picking up his phone to order some takeouts for himself while he waited for the meal,
he busied himself with work, and Evelyn couldn't help but be glad that he was in his prof. Evelyn rose when the secretary walked in with his lunch.
"I'll excuse you while you eat," she said, but Derek shook his head.
"There is no need for that, sit down," he said, not wanting her out of his sight, especially not when she looked so distracted. He wondered if it had anything to do with why she was also worried the day before and wished she would confide in him and tell him whatever was bothering her.
"You can sit down.
And maybe you can ask me some possible interview questions while I eat," he suggested when Evelyn hesitated. He knew her well enough to know she would jump at any opportunity to ask him questions, and he also hoped her questions would distract her from whatever was on her mind.
"Really, let's do that then," Evelyn said eagerly as she sat down, and Derek hid a smile.
"So? What is your fin?"
"First question," Derek asked as he watched Evelyn take out her journal and a pen.
Evelyn looked at him, her eyes gleaming with curiosity. "We've been talking about work this whole time, but you've never talked about your family. I'd like to know more about your relationship with your family," she said, and Derek raised a brow as he chewed slowly.
"Are you asking for yourself or the magazine?"
"Because I don't want anything about my family put out there," Derek said after swallowing a morsel of food in his mouth.
"Are the—"
Evelyn pursed her lips as she considered his question. Was she asking for herself or the magazine? She couldn't deny that a part of her was curious about him, especially now that she knew of Sandra's interest in him.
"For myself then," she said as she set down her pen and shut the journal.
Derek smiled, pleased with her response. It felt good to know that Evelyn was curious about his life and wanted to know something about him.
"Why do you want to know?"
he asked, and she shrugged.
"Kayan 30. You said you want the interview to be as objective as possible. To balance my view of you, I think it's only fair that I take a peek at your personal life.
Don't you think, Sal?" Evelyn asked, and Derek raised a brow as he considered her question.
"Personal hile, huh? Does that mean you're going to ask me about my past and present relationships too?"
he teased, and she rolled her eyes.
"No, I don't think there is a need for that," Evelyn said dismissively.
"I would also like to know the reason you don't like being interviewed or attending social functions," she said, and Derek chuckled.
"You seem quite curious about me, Eve," Derek said, and she shrugged.
"Tim, sure, by now you are aware that a lot of people are curious about you, Mr. Stone.
It's nothing personal," Evelyn said politely.
"It's off the record, right?"
Derek asked to be sure.
"You have my word," Evelyn assured him.
"One me. They are the most amazing parents anyone could ask for," Derek said, "and I love my parents. They are the best thing that ever happened to me." Evelyn smiled.
"I'm sure they feel proud of you," she said, and he nodded.
"Yeah. They never cease to tell me that," he said with a small thoughtful smile.
"Why do you sound like you don't believe them?" Evelyn asked when she noticed a subtle change in his eyes, and he shook his head.
"It's not that I don't believe them. I do. It's just that sometimes I wonder if I'm the one they see when they look at me," Derek said, and Evelyn frowned.
"What do you mean by hair?"
Derek held her gaze for a moment as he contemplated telling her something personal about himself that only the family knew about.
"I'm not their real son. I was adopted," he said in a low voice as he met her gaze.
Chapter 33. Evelyn's eyes widened slightly in surprise at the unexpected information before she quickly composed herself.
"I'm sure it doesn't matter to them whether or not you were adopted. You're their real son, and all they see when they look at you is their son," Evelyn tried in reassure Hein.
"No. I'm not their real son," he insisted, and Evelyn looked at him with a confused frown as she waited for him to explain himself, since he seemed like he had something else to say. Knowing he was not going to be able to eat anymore, Derek packed what was left of his lunch and pushed it aside while Evelyn waited patiently.
"After they adopted me, I went home to an already prepared room. There were toys, clothes, and everything a boy of my age and size should have, waiting for me. Even some books and awards in the name, of Derek Stone, he said, and Evelyn's eyes widened again as realization dawned on her, but she shook her head, not wanting to believe it was what she was thinking. I was too young at the time to understand what was going on. When they came and said my name was going to be Derek Stone henceforth, I accepted it happily. Living there was far better than being at the orphanage after all, he said, and Evelyn's heart ached for him as she listened to him. One was made to learn every single thing on those awards. The awards and certificates were not originally mine, but I earned them all by working hard. I became Derek Stone in every sense of the word. I became the son they lost, Derek said, confirming her suspicion. Oh, Derek, she whispered, looking into his eyes. Evelyn could feel the pain and vulnerability that was evident in his voice, and her hands itched to reach across the table and touch his in comfort. Now she understood what she meant when he said he wondered if he was the one his parents saw when they looked at him. When I was in high school, I was searching for something and I saw a picture of a little boy. The original Derek Stone. It was then that I realized the reason I was adopted. We had similar features. The same brown hair and blue eyes. The closest they could get to their son, Derek said, and this time she reached across the table and squeezed his hand. Tim, so sorry, she murmured. Don't be. Derek said with a wry smile as he looked down at their hands. Tim, glad they adopted me. I mean, who knows how my life would have turned out had they not. They've shown me nothing but love, even though sometimes I think all they see when they look at me is their son and not me. I feel like I'm not living for myself. I feel like I'm living for them. Or perhaps their son is living through me, Derek said with a sigh. Did you ever ask them? She asked, and he nodded. At first I tried to keep it away from them, but my mother could tell something was wrong, so she asked until I opened up. It was after that time that I stopped joining the family for interviews. I was willing to be their son, but I didn't want to stand in front of any more cameras pretending to be who I was not. Derek said, and Evelyn finally understood why he refused to grant interviews. That was why you wanted me to spend time getting to know you for who you really are, she said, and Derek nodded. Yeah. That and the other reasons, he said, and Evelyn sighed deeply. What about your biological parents? Have you ever tried to find them? She asked, and he shook his head. There was no need to. My parents said they were told my biological parents died in an accident, hence I ended up at the orphanage, he explained. Do you remember them? How old were you when you were adopted? She asked, and he shook his head. I was 7. I don't remember anything from before I ended up at the orphanage, he said, and Evelyn sighed deeply as she tried to let go of his hand, but he held onto her hand. Her heart fluttered. You should know that you're the first person I'm talking to about this. The only person I'm going to tell this to, Derek said, holding her gaze, and. Why did you tell me this? She asked, and he shrugged. I'm sure you know why, he said as he let go of her hand. Evelyn placed her hands on her thigh and clasped them together as she looked at him. She realized now that there was more depth, she thought. She felt sorry for him, and at the same time, she respected him. Nth to the. Ma'am, then. Why did you agree to the interview? You don't have to do it if you. I'm putting my trust in you, Eve, I need you to do a good job. I expect the interview to be about me. The real me. He said, cutting her off. Evelyn felt a lump in her throat as she gave him a nod. I promise to give this my best. Thank you for trusting me with this, Evelyn said, flashing Derek a genuine smile for once. Derek smiled back. It wasn't so hard, was it? He asked, and she raised a brow. What, she asked in confusion. Dropping the honorific and calling me Derek like you did earlier, he said, and she felt a blush creep up her face. Please, don't go back to the whole Mr. Stone thing. It's tiring, he pleaded, and she looked at him hesitantly for a moment before giving him a nod. Her new knowledge about his background had sort of changed the way she looked at him, and she believed that by sharing his story with her, they had crossed some sort of line and maybe it wouldn't hurt to be a little more friendly with him.
Chapter 34. As Sandra freshened up and got ready to join her parents for dinner after work, she couldn't help but reflect on her meeting with Evelyn. Seeing Evelyn again had stirred a nuisance of emotions, old memories, resentment, and the thrill of manipulation. She was determined to uncover whatever secrets Evelyn was hiding and push her back into whatever hole she had crawled out of after all these. As she entered the dining room, she was greeted by the warm, familiar scent of her mother's cooking. "What's for dinner?" she asked as she approached the kitchen. Claire emerged from the kitchen, wiping her hands on a dish towel. "I didn't hear you come in. Dinner is ready. Help me set the table," she ordered, and as Sandra and her mom finished, Eric joined them. "You're right on time, honey," Claire said with a smile. "That's because the delicious aroma of your cooking drew me out," he said, and Claire laughed softly as they all settled at the dining table. While Claire served the meal, roast chicken, mashed potatoes, and a medley of vegetables, Sandra and Eric discussed work. As they began to eat, Sandra decided it was time to bring up her visit to StoneCorp. "One visited Evie at StoneCorp I. today," Sandra began, watching Eric's reaction closely. Eric paused, his fork midway to his mouth. Claire's eyes widened slightly in surprise.
"Oh? You did? How is she?"
Claire asked, her tone curious. Sandra smiled, savoring the moment. "She seemed fine, although she wasn't very receptive. She was sort of cold."
"Cold? Why?
Did something about between you two?" Claire asked, since she had been wondering that this whole time. It was one thing for Evelyn to have left the house and cut communication with her parents, but Sandra was her best friend. She couldn't imagine how Evelyn could have done that considering how close they had been.
"They've no idea. I suppose she's upset I remained friends with Michael," Sandra said with a shrug and a sad pout.
"Does she have any right to be upset about that when she ended things with the poor young man herself?" Erie asked with a scowl.
"Did she tell you that?"
Claire asked, and Sandra shook her head.
"Not exactly. But she hinted at it when she asked me if I was still friends with him. You know, I told her I found out she worked there from Michael,"
Sandra explained, but Eric said nothing, his jaw set in a hard line.
"Anyway, I told her about the anniversary Y party and invited her over. I hope you don't mind," she said, looking at Ene to gauge his emotions.
Claire's looked at her with a raised brow.
"Why would we mind? Evelyn is part of the family."
In, however, frowned, his fork clattering against his plate as he set it down.
"You shouldn't have bothered inviting her. She's been keeping her
an outsider. I see no reason she should be here.
Distance.
Acting like—" Claire thought him a reproachful look in, "don't talk like that. She's still our daughter." "When was the last time she acted like it?" Eric asked, annoyed. Pleased with his reaction, Sandra decided to push further.
"I also heard from a friend at Empowered that Evelyn returned to take over the role of editor-in-chief at Empowered. I asked her when she plans to return to the house and come back to the company, but she seemed hesitant."
Claire's glare was sharp enough to cut through steel. "Sandra, keep quiet, will you? If you're not going to help the situation, don't make it any worse than it is with your senseless words," she scolded, wondering how Sandra could be so tactless as to keep talking like that when she knew the state of things between Evelyn and her father.
Eric's expression darkened.
"Why are you scolding her? She has done nothing wrong. And Evelyn can do whatever she wants. She can stay at Empowered forever, for all one care." The tension at the table was thick as a curtain, and Sandra reveled in it.
"I'm sorry. I didn't mean to worsen things," Sandra said, pressing her lips together.
"Don't be. You did nothing wrong, dear," Eric assured her. They all returned their attention to their meal and are in silence until Sandra's phone beeped, breaking the silence.
She glanced at the screen and a smile crept across her face when she saw a text message from Michael.
"Hey, sexy, I think we've got something. If you can, come spend the night so you can listen to it too.
So soon?" She mused excitedly, knowing that he was referring to a recorded conversation between Evelyn and Derek.
"I'll be there in 30 minutes.
She texted back before looking up.
Oh. I forgot all about my plans for tonight. I'm going for a sleepover at a friend's place.
I'll head to the office from there tomorrow," she said as she pushed away from the table.
"I can't do the dishes tonight, Mom. I have to leave now," she said, and Claire nodded.
"I'm sorry."
"All right, dear.
Be careful."
Sandra kissed her mother's cheek and gave Iri a brief hug before going in to change her clothes and heading out. As she drove to Michael's place, her mind buzzed with anticipation. She was certain that whatever Michael had found was bound to be interesting. When she arrived, Michael was waiting for her at the door and he greeted her with a kiss before leading her inside.
"You won't believe it. We've got something huge," he said excitedly, guiding her to the living room where his laptop was set up.
Sandra sat down, her excitement barely contained.
"What did you find?"
Michael played the recording, and as Sandra listened, her eyes widened at first, and then a wicked smile spread across her face as she met Michael's gaze.
"Did you know about it?
I mean him being a replacement for your dead cousin?" Sandra asked, and Michael shook his head.
"I knew he was adopted, but I never knew he was a replacement, and I definitely didn't know he felt this way or that this was the reason he didn't agree to show his face in public," Michael said with a chuckle.
"I'm glad that he knows he is a nobody and he knows his place," Michael said with a smirk.
"This is perfect," Sandra said, her eyes gleaming with satisfaction.
"We've got her right where we want her."
Michael nodded, his expression mirroring her own.
"Now we just need to figure out how to proceed and make sure it's never traced back to us.
I wonder why he chose Evelyn for this.
Do you think maybe he likes her?"
Sandra said thoughtfully.
"Does that matter?"
"It won't matter by the time we are done," Michael said, and Sandra grinned.
"You're right," Sandra said as she leaned back in her seat, feeling a surge of triumph. With this, she was well on her way to getting what she wanted. By the time they were done with Evelyn, even Empowered magazine wouldn't want her anymore.
Chapter 35. The rest of the week rolled by quickly, and on Friday, immediately after the close of work, Derek and Evelyn left for their trip. Even though, as usual, Derek had been very professional with her and she had tried to treat him a little bit friendlier, Evelyn couldn't still shake off the feeling that she was making a mistake by going on this trip with him. She had tried observing Derek, hoping to gauge from his reactions if the trip was just a ruse to be with her alone so he could continue trying to seduce her as he had said. However, no matter how hard she had tried, she had been unable to discern anything unusual from his behavior, and even though it was supposed to make her feel relaxed, she couldn't help feeling even more anxious. He was unpredictable and she was beginning to feel worn out from having her guard up all the time. As they drove into Stonecorp's luxurious resort in Varese at past midnight, Evelyn sighed, her nerves tightly wound. The idea of being away like this with him, even though on a business trip, sort of stirred something within her, and she feared if she wasn't cautious enough, she might just end up falling for his tricks here. The resort was breathtaking, with its grand building designs and lush surroundings, but Evelyn's mind was too preoccupied to fully appreciate it as they got out of the car. Derek glanced at her, hiding a smile as he extended a hand.
"Are you going to stand here all evening or go in with me, my love?" he asked, his tone playful, and Evelyn scowled at him.
This was the part of him she was desperate to avoid, Evelyn mused as she ignored his hand and walked ahead into the resort. With a chuckle, Derek hurried after her, and together they made their way to the reception area of the resort, and before they could get to the reception stand the manager hurried towards them with his most polite smile.
"You're welcome, sir. We've been expecting you since you informed us of your visit and everything has been arranged as.
Thank you, Derek said, cutting him off before he could finish, we can discuss anything else in the morning.
We are exhausted and need to get some rest, Derek said, and that was when the manager glanced at Evelyn and acknowledged her with a polite nod.
I will escort you to your suite, sir, he said and Derek looked at him.
I'd like to make sure she is settled in her room before I leave for my suite.
Lead us to her room.
Her room?
I'm sorry, sir, but your secretary didn't inform us about a second room.
We prepared your suite as usual.
We didn't realize you were coming with someone, the manager replied, causing Evelyn's frown to deepen.
Evelyn looked from the manager to Derek in disbelief.
Well, I'm sure we can easily resolve that.
You can take me to any comfortable room, she said and the manager flashed her an apologetic look.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but the whole resort is fully booked.
It's the weekend, he explained as though reminding Derek of how busy the resort usually was on weekends.
How could she have made such a mistake?
I should call her right now and fire her.
Derek said dramatically as he took out pretending like he wanted to dial his secretary's line since he didn't want Evelyn to figure out that this was all his plan.
Hearing this, Evelyn's heart skipped a beat, as different thoughts started crossing her mind.
She glanced at Derek, searching for any sign that this was his doing, but he looked like he was pissed.
Don't. You shouldn't call her.
It's late in the night already.
And it's only a mistake.
Anyone can make mistakes, she said, stopping him.
What are we going to do then?
This is a mess.
Derek said, slapping his face dramatically.
I'm very sorry for the oversight, sir.
Perhaps you could both share your suite.
The manager asked with a wince.
The reality of the situation began to sink in, and Evelyn felt a surge of anxiety.
How was she supposed to share a room with Derek?
The same man that had been the object of her fantasies for the past 6 years?
The man who had made her feel so good despite how much her heart had been aching at the time.
How was she supposed to find the will to resist him if he tried playing any of his silly tricks on her when they were alone in such proximity?
This wasn't going to happen.
It couldn't.
She might have decided to treat him a bit more friendlier than before, but that didn't mean that she would be comfortable sharing a room with him.
I don't think it's going to work.
Come on.
How do you expect us both to share a suite?
Derek asked before Evelyn could protest.
What else can we do?
Are there no other options?
How many bedrooms are in this suite?
Evelyn asked the manager with an edge of desperation in her tone.
It is a one-bedroom suite, the manager said and Derek sighed.
I'm so sorry, Eve.
I don't even know what else to do right now.
I'm so exhausted and can't think straight, Derek said and then sighed.
I think we might have to share the room, Eve, he said, causing Evelyn's pulse to quicken.
There has to be another option, she said weakly, glancing at the manager but he shook his head.
I apologize for the inconvenience, but there's nothing else we can do, the manager said apologetically.
It's okay. Leave us.
I'm sorry I dragged you out of bed so late, Derek said to the manager and he nodded and handed Derek the card to his suite before excusing himself and Derek signaled the bellhop to leave as well.
I can't share a room with you.
This is completely unprofessional and unacceptable, Evelyn said the moment they were alone.
Would you rather stand out here and argue or can we go in?
I know you're a logical person, and your action right now is not logical, Derek said as he picked up their luggage and headed for the elevator.
Evelyn, feeling irritated by the situation, followed him, her eyes narrowing as she thought about how perfectly convenient this whole mess was for Derek.
Don't tell me you planned this.
Did you?
She asked the moment they got into the elevator.
What if I did?
You said you weren't scared of whatever I planned to do since it wouldn't work on you, didn't you?
Derek asked, cocking his brow in amusement, and Evelyn swallowed, feeling cornered by Derek.
What?
You really planned this?
She asked, wondering why she believed the show he had put up out there just now.
Derek chuckled. How could I have planned this?
You heard him.
The resort is booked, he said, even though he had made sure to book any empty rooms they might have had.
I'm not stupid, Derek. I know this is your family resort.
I love it when you call my name.
Say my name, baby, Derek drawled and she glared at him.
What?
Feeling scared of what might happen between us if we are alone? He asked with a teasing smile.
Evelyn took a deep breath. There was no way she was going to let him know she was indeed scared of all that might happen if she stayed in that room with him.
Why should I be?
She asked in a challenging tone and Derek shrugged.
I don't know.
Maybe because you probably don't trust what you might do when you're alone with me.
After all, this isn't the first time we would be alone together in a room, and you.
Evelyn was glad when the elevator opened at that moment and she hurriedly walked out of it so that Derek wouldn't have the satisfaction of seeing the blush on her face.
For someone who doesn't want to share a suite with me, I'm shocked you're in a hurry to get there, Derek teased as he followed her.
Evelyn turned to glare at him, I'm only here to work and nothing more.
I trust myself enough to know that nothing will ever happen between us again.
Then prove it, Derek said and Evelyn swallowed.
How?
She asked without meeting his gaze.
Prove it by sharing the suite with me.
If you're able to resist me, then I promise to stop trying to seduce you, he said and Evelyn considered it.
It was only for 2 nights.
It was a fair deal for her as long as she kept her resolve.
She would resist all his attempts in these 2 nights and make sure he gave up on her.
Fine.
It's a deal.
I hope you will keep your word at the end of this, she said and Derek nodded, a wicked glint flickering in his eyes.
Evelyn had just played into his trap and it made him happy knowing he was going to win this, Derek thought as he unlocked the door and they walked into the suite.
Chapter 36.
As Evelyn and Dex stepped into the suite after Derek opened the door with his card, Evelyn couldn't help surveying the room.
She sighed when her eyes fell on the single king-sized bed dominating the space.
Her eyes then darted to the couch in the room.
Although it was small, she decided it was best she slept there.
I will take the couch, she said firmly, crossing her arms over her chest.
The scent of fresh laundry wafted from the bed, enticing her to reconsider, but she stood firm.
There was no way she was going to share a bed with this daredevil, feel the warmth of his body, or inhale the enticing scent of his skin.
Derek glanced at the plush sofa, and then back at her as he undid his tie.
You won't be comfortable there.
Besides, we can share the bed.
It's big enough for both of us.
You don't have to be scared, he said with a grin, his deep voice low and persuasive.
The sound of his voice seemed to vibrate through her body, making her skin tingle, but Evelyn shot him a glare, her eyes flashing with determination.
I'd rather not.
She said fiercely, her voice firm.
I thought we were beginning to get along.
Derek said since he had noticed how friendly she had been in the following days after he told her the story of his adoption.
Getting along doesn't mean I want to sleep on the same bed with you.
Evelyn went to sit on the couch, the soft cushions enveloped her, but she couldn't relax.
How could she when she was supposed to spend not just one but 2 nights with Derek?
Why?
Wouldn't it be nice to have someone you consider sexy and hot on the same bed with you, and perhaps giving you all the pleasure you can think of having?
Derek asked with a wink and Evelyn's breath caught as the memory of that night flickered through her mind.
She shook her head when she realized she was starting to imagine what had happened that night.
I know what you're trying to do.
But I can assure you that it won't work, Evelyn said, crossing her legs as though that could stop the hotness that was already enveloping the area between her legs.
Derek chuckled, the sound low and husky, as he watched her.
He could tell it was working.
All right, suit yourself.
But don't you dare think I'm going to act like a silly gentleman and offer to sleep on the couch.
I won't.
It's either you join me on the bed or I sleep on it alone, he warned.
I will sleep on it alone.
Evelyn said and he grinned.
I can assure you that you will end up sleeping on this bed with me willingly before the end of this trip, Derek said, his eyes holding a determined glint as he unbuttoned the first two buttons of his shirt. His gaze seemed to burn into her skin, making her feel even more hotter and flustered than she was already feeling. Evelyn's heart raced as she stared back at him, her mouth feeling dry. She could feel the tension between them, like a thick blanket, drawing them together and enveloping them. She could hear her heart pounding in her ears, and she knew he would hear it too if he came too close to her. Maybe coming to this trip and agreeing to sleep in the same room with him had been a mistake. A reckless one. She should have known better than to trust the sneaky bastard. She was not going to give him the satisfaction of knowing how much being in the wouldn't let him weaken her resolve. That's not going to happen, she said, struggling to keep her cool. Room together was affecting her. She needed to show him she. You think so? Derek asked as he walked up to her. When Evelyn saw him approaching her, she quickly rose and moved away from the coach, putting some distance between them. But for every step she took away from him, Derek took two steps forward, wanting to close the gap between them. They both continued to dance around in circles until her legs hit the wall, trapping her. The soft thud of her back against the wall seemed to echo through the room, causing a smirk to appear on Derek's face. Evelyn's heart raced faster, her senses heightened as Derek placed both hands on the wall on both sides of her, his gaze intense and unyielding. She could feel the warmth of his body, even though he wasn't touching her, and her skin tingled in response. She tried to calm herself, to get herself to think about the right approach in a situation like this, but she couldn't think straight with him so close. All she could think about was how those wonderful hands of his and lips had pleasured her 6 years ago. The thought of it made her feel hot all over and she became breathless. She needed to get away, to clear her head. I think I need some air, the stammered, trying to push past him. But Derek didn't budge. Instead, he leaned in closer, his lips almost touching her ear. You're not going anywhere, Eve, it's past midnight, remember. His voice was a gentle whisper, but it sent shivers down her spine. She felt trapped and cornered, and her mind screamed for escape. But her body seemed to betray her, leaning in closer to Derek's warmth, craving his touch. What are you trying to? Trying to do? She asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Her throat felt dry, and she swallowed hard, trying to moisten it. Do you want to force yourself on me? She asked again, her voice barely audible as she met his gaze. Why would I want to do that when I can clearly see that you also want int me? He asked, and Evelyn shook her head. No, I don't, she said, more to herself than to Derek. Are you sure? Because I think otherwise, Derek said, leaning in closer, his lips brushing against her neck. Evelyn's eyes fluttered closed, her body betraying her resolve. She felt her head tilting slightly, giving him access to her skin as her chest rose and fell with every breath she drew. As his lips made contact, a spark of electricity ran through her body. She felt herself melting into his embrace, her resistance weakening. But then, something inside her snapped. She remembered his promise earlier. If she gave in to him now, then he would never stop. He would keep wanting her, and then eventually he would find out about Samantha. She couldn't let that happen. She couldn't let anyone know she had a child for Michael's cousin. That would make things complicated. Immediately, her eyes flew open, and with a surge of determination, Evelyn pushed him away, her hands on his chest. No, Derek. No, I don't want you, she said firmly, her voice clear and strong. She looked into his eyes, her gaze steady. Derek's eyes narrowed slightly, but he didn't move closer. He seemed to be waiting for her next move. The tension between them was tangible, and the air was thick with unspoken desire. Seeing the glint of stubborn determination in green her eyes, Derek chuckled.
Fine. I'm going to freshen up. You can shower after me, Derek said as he put some distance between them and Evelyn released the breath she had been holding. And you don't have to worry. I will never force myself on you or do what you do not want. You can rest assured that when we finally do have sex, you will be very much willing and eager to do it, he said before making his way into the bathroom. Evelyn sighed as she went to sit on the couch and then replayed the scene in her head. For a moment she had felt weakened and had wanted nothing more than to have him inside of her. She had managed to resist him this night, but would she be able to do that tomorrow? She mused. She would just have to keep reminding herself of the fact that Derek was Michael's cousin. Maybe that would stop her from doing anything stupid. Evelyn thought with a sigh. Chapter 37. Evelyn woke up the next day to find herself on the bed with Dirk nowhere in sight. She looked down at herself and sighed in relief when she saw that she was still very much clothed, which meant nothing had happened in her sleep. How did she get on the bed? She mused, since she could remember sleeping off on the couch after she had freshened up last night. Had she been exhausted to the extent that she didn't know when Derek carried her to the bed? How could she have let herself sleep that deeply? She wondered with a frown as she got off the bed. Seeing as Derek wasn't in sight, Evelyn assumed he had left for his meeting without her and decided to use the opportunity to check on Samantha and then freshen up before he came back. After the quick phone call, Evelyn took out the clothes that she had arranged to wear for that day and headed for the bathroom, but before she could open the door, it opened and Derek stepped out. Evelyn froze, her eyes widening as she took in the sight of Derek emerging from the bathroom, clad only in a white towel that hung loosely around his waist. Water droplets glistened on his toned chest, tracing a path down his sculpted abs and highlighting his athletic build. He exuded a raw masculinity that stole the breath from her lungs and left her speechless. How had she not heard the sound of the shower? Had she been that distracted? She mused as she quickly looked away, feeling her cheeks heat up. Good morning, Eve. Sleep well? Derek asked, a hint of amusement in his voice as he watched her reaction. I guess I did, she replied, trying to keep her voice steady. I didn't realize you were in there, she said, and Derek smirked, leaning casually against the doorframe. Is that why you can't even look at me straight in the eye? It's just my bare chest, Eve. I'm not entirely naked, yet. Besides, you've seen way more than this, he said, making her more flustered as she tried not to imagine him completely naked without the towel. She had barely recovered from last night's torture, yet here she was, going through another round. She desperately tried to maintain her composure. I don't know what you're talking about. Can you get out of the way? I need to, gee, managing to hold his gaze while trying not to let her eyes go on an excursion. Sure, Derek replied, stepping aside but not without brushing slightly against her as he moved. Evelyn clenched her jaw, determined not to give him the satisfaction of seeing her rattled. Get ready, she said. Once inside the bathroom, she took a deep breath and let the warm water from the shower calm her nerves. She couldn't afford to lose her focus, especially not with Derek constantly pushing her buttons. All she had to do was survive this day and night, and then Derek would stop bothering her, she told herself as she showered. After washing up, she dressed and was relieved when she stepped out of the bathroom to find a fully clothed Derek seated on the edge of the bed, scrolling through his phone. For a minute she had been worried that he wouldn't dress up. Up and trot. Try to tease her some more. We should go get breakfast, she said, hoping to avoid any further tension. We should, Derek replied as he stood up and led the way to the beachfront. Rigorant. Derek had reserved a table with a perfect view of the water, wanting this to feel like the perfect resort vacation he had envisioned. As they settled into their seats, Evelyn couldn't help but admire the setting. The restaurant was open air, with a gentle breeze rustling the palm leaves. The scent of fresh seafood and tropical fruits filled the air, as they ate. So, what do you think of the resort like it? Derek asked casually as they ate. Seen thus far,
she said, and Derek nodded with, "I don't think I've seen enough of it to have an opinion about the whole place, but I like what I've seen." T approval.
That's a good response. Why don't we take a stroll after breakfast, eh? And I can show you around. Derek suggested easily. Hearing this, Evelyn frowned. Why did it suddenly feel like they were on a weekend getaway? She mused, and then her frown deepened when a thought caused her mind. Indefinitely could not be. She told herself with a shake of her head. I don't think that's necessary. We are here for work and not for a getaway. When are you meeting with the landowner? She asked, taking a sip of her freshly squeezed orange juice as she observed Derek.
Oh. That, he exclaimed, pausing his fork halfway to his mouth. He set it down and looked at her with a hint of a smile. It's been resolved. So, we can relax, Derek said, and Evelyn swallowed as she hoped it wasn't what she was thinking. When was it resolved? She asked, telling herself to calm down now. I met with him earlier this morning, he said, and Evelyn frowned. It's barely 10 a.m. Evelyn pointed out suspiciously. Am I supposed to believe that you met him already? She asked, and Derek shrugged. You didn't even know when I carried you to the bed, and if you didn't wake up on the bed you won't believe I carried you there, he pointed out, and her cheeks flushed. You should have left me on the couch. And have you complain of body aches when you wake up? Derek cut in as he resumed eating. Why didn't you wake me up to go with you? Isn't that the reason you brought me along in the first place? She asked, not bothering to answer his question. Derek shook his head. I didn't have the heart to disturb your sleep when I saw how beautiful and peaceful you looked, he said, and even though she still didn't believe him completely, she decided to give him the benefit of the doubt. So, how did it go? Did he agree? She asked, and he smiled. Of course. Who do you think I am? I can be very persuasive when I put my mind to it, he said with a smile that told her she was treading on dangerous grounds now. We should go back now that you're done with your business, she suggested. We can't go, Eve. We had a deal. It's just today, and after today it's over. Except you're saying you give up and I win, Derek said, his tone challenging. Evelyn sighed. It was only for today and she would be free of this torment. Fine. Let's just stay and leave tomorrow as we planned, she said, and Derek smiled. Since we're staying, you'll have to treat this like a getaway with me. This trip is no longer a business trip but a getaway with the love of my life. I'm not the love of your life and I'm never going to be, Evelyn countered, holding his. Never say never, Eve. I won't give up, he said, and she raised a brow. You said you would if I don't give in to you this weekend, she reminded him. Gaze. Yes, I said that. But I also know you will give in, so I won't give up, he said, and she rolled her eyes. I won't. We'll see about that. CM. Mon, let's eat so I can go show you around this place, he said, and Evelyn scowled. Just as she opened her mouth to say she'd rather return to the suite, she paused when she realized staying out with him was better than staying in the suite since it meant he wouldn't have the chance to seduce her in public. Without a second thought, she flashed him a smile. Till like that, she said, and Derek nodded as he returned her smile. Although Evelyn was still suspicious about the trip and how everything had played out as she suspected Derek had lied, decided to focus on resisting his advances and making sure she won their bet D about having a meeting, she. Chapter 38. After breakfast, Derek led Evelyn on a tour of the resort. As they strolled along the cobblestone paths lined with beautiful flowers, Derek pointed out various amenities to her. That's the Chu, and over there is the fitness center. The public pools are on the other side of the resort, each with its unique style, Derek pointed out, and Evelyn nodded, taking in the beauty of the resort. It was a paradise, and despite her reservations about Derek, she couldn't help but feel a bit enchanted by the place and enjoy herself. As they walked past a lush garden,
Derek's phone rang. He glanced at the screen and smiled when he saw that it was Michael calling.
"Excuse me," Derek said to Evelyn before taking the call.
"Hey, what's up?"
Derek asked the moment he received the call.
"Where are you? Did you forget we had plans? I stopped by the hotel so we could work out together as planned, but you're not in.
Did you go home?"
"No. I forgot about that. I'm sorry. Something came up, so I'm away on a business trip in Varese," Derek replied, keeping his tone casual.
Michael frowned, his curiosity piqued.
"Varese? Did something happen? Is everything okay over there?"
Before Derek could answer, Evelyn's phone rang. She glanced at the screen, and when she saw it was Maya, she quickly glanced at Derek and said,
"One need to take this. I will be right back."
She stepped away, giving Derek some space so she could talk to Samantha, since she had asked Maya to call her when they were about to leave for the amusement park.
"Is that empowered, ladies? Clearly said he was away, just heard,"
Michael asked with a frown, wondering why he would be hearing Evelyn's voice when Derek had
a business trip in Varese.
Derek hesitated for a moment, but seeing the need to lie, he nodded even though Michael couldn't see him.
"Yes, Mike, it is. I brought her with me on this trip," Derek said, and Michael couldn't help the burst anger he felt within him, knowing that Evelyn was with Derek. Even though his blood was boiling with anger, he knew better than to show it. He took a deep breath to calm his mind.
"You brought her with you? Why?"
"She's not your secretary," he pointed out, trying to sound natural.
"It's all part of me wanting her to know about me before the interview."
"Still, don't you think you're trusting her too much? Taking her on business trips and all?"
Michael asked, and Derek sighed.
"I understand your concerns, Mike, but you don't have to worry. I know what I'm doing," Derek said, and Michael rolled his eyes.
"All right then. Now that you're in Varese, what about the party tomorrow?
Don't tell me you won't make it," Michael said, and Derek chuckled.
"I have been waiting for you to ask that.
Is that your way of saying you'll miss it?"
Michael asked, not wanting to believe that Derek was about to ruin his plan just before it could hatch.
"Don't worry. I won't miss it. I told you I would go, so I definitely will be back in time for it," Derek said, and Michael smiled, glad that their plan was still in place.
"Okay then. I'll leave you to your work," Michael said, and then hung up.
Once Evelyn, who was busy on the phone with Samantha, saw that Derek was done with his phone call, she ended their call, promising to check on Samantha again later.
"Is everything okay?"
Derek asked, and she nodded.
"Sure," she said, and they continued their tour. After their tour around the resort, Evelyn tried all she could to keep Derek outside with her, and she was glad it worked.
Now, it was evening, and she couldn't help feeling anxious all over again as they both stepped back into their suite after having dinner.
"I go shower quickly," Derek said, before Evelyn could, and she couldn't help wondering why he always showered before her.
"Why don't I shower first?"
she asked, and he smiled.
"Because then you'd go to bed before I get out, and I don't want that," Derek said, and she sighed.
"It doesn't make any difference whether you shower first or I do," she said, deciding that after he was done showering, she would shower and then go to her. She wouldn't give him the chance to try to seduce her like he had done the previous day.
"Oh, I arduz. It makes plenty of difference.
You will see," Derek said with a wink before walking away to the bathroom. While she waited for Dirk, who was in the shower, Evelyn was haunted by the image of a half-naked Derek from that morning, no matter how hard she tried not to think about it. Waiting to distract herself, she walked over to the balcony and called Maya again so she could confirm that Samantha had had dinner and was getting ready for bed. When she called and found out Samantha was exhausted from all the fun of the day at the amusement park and was just getting into bed, she decided to tell Samantha a made-up bedtime story.
Derek smiled when he came out and didn't see her inside the room as he had expected.
Just as he picked up his phone to call her and let her know he was out,
He noticed the balcony door was open and he set down his phone and decided to go to her instead. By the time Derek joined her at the balcony, Samantha had slept off and Evelyn was talking to Maya. When he saw that she was on the phone, he snuck up behind her, and before she could sense his presence, he wrapped both arms around her waist and kissed her neck, making her freeze. Evelyn's heart raced at the sudden contact. The warmth of Derek's breath against her neck sent shivers down her spine. She felt a surge of conflicting emotions. Part of her wanted to pull away, while another part was dangerously close to giving in to the urge. "Stop," she said, her voice trembling slightly as she tried to maintain her composure on the phone. Maya's voice crackled on the other end, "Are you still there?"
"Yes, sorry, I'm here," Evelyn managed to reply, her voice steadier now. "I'll call you tomorrow." She hung up and turned around to face Derek, her eyes locking with his, and only then did she realize her mistake. She shouldn't be facing him. She should be running in the opposite direction. Moment. The intensity of his gaze made her breath catch in her throat. For a moment, they stood there, the tension between them thick as a cord. "Why are you doing this?" she whispered, her voice barely audible. "Because I can't stop thinking about you," Derek admitted, his voice low and sincere. He leaned in closer, his lips inches from hers. "You're driving me crazy, Eve. I've never wanted anything in my life as much as I want you. I long for you. I long to feel your skin against mine. I want to hear you moan my name. I crave the taste of your lips." He whispered in a husky voice as he brushed his hand cupped her cheek, his thumb rushing gently against her skin. Her resolve wavered as he spoke. She could feel the pull, the temptation to surrender to it. Slowly, inexorably, he closed the distance between them, capturing her lips in a soft, lingering kiss. Chapter 39. My wrapping around his Evelyn's mind screamed at her to stop, but her body betrayed her, responding to his touch. She kissed him back, her arms around his neck as she melted into the kiss. For a brief moment, she let herself get lost in the sensation and the world around them faded away. Nothing else mattered but what she was feeling. All she wanted for this brief moment was to forget all about the past and to live a little, but then reality crashed back in. She couldn't do that. Not when a lot was at stake. Not when she had to protect Samantha and herself. She pulled away abruptly, her heart pounding. "I can't do this," she said, her voice filled with regret. "I'm sorry, Derek." Before he could say anything, she turned and hurried back inside the suite. She needed to get away, to clear her head. She grabbed her toiletries and disappeared into the bathroom, locking the door behind her. Once inside, she leaned against the door, taking deep, calming breaths. Her lips. Her lips still tingled from the kiss, and she could feel the lingering warmth of his touch on her skin. She shook her head, trying to dispel the memory. Evelyn splashed cold water on her face, trying to wash away the confusion and guilt that swirled inside her. She stared at her reflection in the mirror, searching for some semblance of clarity. "Ames. You can't let this happen," she whispered to herself. "You have to stay focused. You need to stay focused, else everything will be a." After a few more moments, she undressed and stepped into the shower, hoping the hot water would soothe her frazzled nerves. As she stood under the spray, she replayed the kiss in her mind, wondering how she had allowed herself to do that. When she finally emerged from the shower, she felt somewhat calmer, but the memory of the kiss still lingered at the edge of her thoughts. She dressed quickly and returned to the bedroom, determined to keep her distance from Derek for the rest of the night. She was a bit shocked when she stepped out and saw that he had pushed both the table and sofa closer to the bed, and there were two wine glasses and a bottle of champagne on the table. "What's that for?" she asked with a frown, not liking the feeling she was having about it. Derek, still wearing his bathrobe, looked up at her with a mischievous smile.
I thought we could drink to our last day here together and probably the last day I could get to seduce you, he said, holding up the bottle of champagne. He had been pleased by her response to his kiss earlier, and that had assured him even more that she wanted him as much as he wanted her, but was holding back for reasons he intended to find out. I don't think there's anything worth drinking to or celebrating about our stay here, Evelyn said, and Derek raised a brow.
Okay. If not for celebration, at least let's have a drink together and perhaps get to know a little more about ourselves.
I told you stuff about me, yet I don't know anything about you, Derek said, trying to convince her to have the drink with him. Evelyn hesitated, her mind racing. She knew Derek was trying to charm her, but she didn't want to give him the satisfaction of knowing she was affected by the thoughts.
I really just want to get some sleep, Derek, she said, trying to keep her voice steady.
Just one glass, Derek insisted, pouring the champagne into the glasses.
I promise, no tricks, and I won't do what you don't want.
She had a problem with the way he worded it. His promise to not do what she didn't want was not something she could rely on, since they both knew now that she couldn't trust herself. Every fiber in her being was screaming for her to decline and just go to bed as planned, but somehow she found herself taking the wine glass he offered.
All right, just one glass, she said, sitting down on the bed since Derek was already sitting on the sofa.
Evelyn took a small sip, the bubbles tickling her nose as she eyed him warily. She still couldn't understand why he wanted her.
So, what has been bothering you lately? Derek asked, and she raised a brow.
Do you mean?
I noticed you seem unusually distracted lately.
And you always have worry lines between your brows.
Is there anything I can help with?
Derek asked, wanting to see if she would open up to him.
Evelyn shook her head.
It's personal.
I don't want to talk about it, Evelyn said, and Derek looked at her with interest.
So, you do admit that something has been bothering you?
We all have things bothering us.
I'm sure you do too, she said, taking another sip from her wine.
The only thing that bothers me is how to get you to open up to me, Derek said, and
she rolled her eyes.
And was that the reason you brought me here?
She asked, deciding to confront him directly.
I know you lied about a property owner asking you to come in person, Evelyn said, and Derek chuckled as he leaned back in his seat.
I told you, Eve. Aside from the fact that I want to charm you into my bed and have you as my woman, I wanted you to get to know me better.
He said easily.
And you think lying to me and tricking me into coming here with you is the best way to do that?
She challenged, raising an eyebrow, and Derek chuckled.
Yes, I think so.
Tell me honestly, Eve, would you have gotten on the plane with me had I told you the truth?
Derek asked, and she shook her head.
Obviously not.
Chapter 40. Evelyn knew that by responding that way, she had in a way justified Derek's reason for tricking her into coming on the trip with her.
You see?
Why can't you open your heart to me, Eve?
As much as I want to have sex with you because sex between us was great and it's an experience I've been craving to have again, I really do care about you.
Deeply even, Derek said, and butterflies fluttered in Evelyn's belly.
His words conjured the memories of their night together, coupled with the picture of his bare body which she had been struggling to keep away.
Not wanting him to see how much his words were affecting her, she took a sip and said, "That was a one-time thing, Derek. Nothing is going to happen between us. Nothing can or should happen. I'm only here to do my job, and after that, I intend to disappear from your life. Are you sure about that, Eve?"
Derek asked, and Evelyn frowned.
Sure about what?
Can you look into my eyes and tell me that you don't wish to have me again?
Derek asked as he set down his wine glass and rose.
Evelyn watched him, her heartbeat increasing as he walked around the table to her and sat beside her.
Do you not wish to feel my hands on you?
To have me pleasure you again?
He asked as he took her hand and raised it to his lips.
Evelyn swallowed, unable to withdraw her hands or look away from his intense gaze, which held her spellbound.
Everything he was saying was true.
She wanted him so badly, and even now, the only thing in her head was to trace her fingers down his chest, connecting every muscle and having him pleasure her like he had done 6 years ago.
Deny it,
Eve, Derek said as he kissed her palm and then her wrist where her pulse throbbed. Tell me you don't want me as much as I want you and I'll stop, he said as he inched his face closer to hers. He dared her, his voice husky as he kissed up her arm. Tell me you haven't ever dreamt of this moment once in the last 6 years, he. Evelyn opened her mouth to say no, but as though her lips had their own volition, what she said was, yes, I want you, right now. Then let me have you, Eve. Give yourself to me. Let me make love to you and touch you in ways no man has ever touched you or will ever touch you. I want another taste of all that passion you have buried deep, Derek said as he leaned closer to her. In her head, she knew that this was a bad idea and she should stop, but her body had a mind of its own and was determined to betray her. So, instead of pushing him away, she found herself closing the gap between them until both their lips connected. Abandoning logic, she kissed Derek passionately as he devoured her lips with his, and his hands caressed her. His hands moved over her body with a deliberate tenderness, sending electric sparks coursing through her veins. She could feel his heart pounding against her own, and the intensity of his desire only fueled her own. Their kisses grew more fervent, more urgent, as Derek's hands found the hem of her dress and slowly inched it upward. Evelyn's breath hitched when his fingers brushed against her bare skin, and she arched into his touch, wanting more. Derek's lips trailed from her mouth to her neck, leaving a scorching path that made her tremble. She threaded her fingers through his hair, pulling him closer, losing herself in the heat of the moment. She would worry about everything else tomorrow. She would blame this recklessness on the wine if she had to, but for now, just for tonight, she needed this. I want you now, Derek, Evelyn cried when his fingers brushed her nipple, and desperate to have a feel of his body, she tore his robe off his body. Taking that as his cue, Derek you unleashed his desires on her, eager to make the night even more pleasurable than their first time together. The next morning, Evelyn woke up cradled in Derek's arms. She could feel the warmth of his body and hear his heartbeat because her head was resting on his chest. For a brief moment, she allowed herself to savor the feeling of being held in his arms. It had been so long since she felt the arms of anyone wrapped around her this way, and she admitted to herself that it felt really nice. The nice feeling, however, didn't last for long, as the reality of their situation quickly set in, stirring a lot of emotions within her. Shame, anxiety, and guilt. Shame for recklessly giving in to her desires and acting so wantonly despite all she had said about never falling for him. Anxiety because now Derek was not going to give up on his pursuit of her, and that might inevitably cause him to learn about Samantha. Guilt because she knew how Derek felt about her, yet she was keeping vital secrets from him about her relationship with his cousin and their daughter. What was she going to do now? Pretend like nothing happened? Perhaps she could get him to believe that she had only used him to satisfy her sexual desires and that was all it meant to her. She sighed inwardly, telling herself that she was probably overthinking the situation. She was just going to get up and act like sex with him wasn't a big deal. Just as she started to lift his arm she could free herself from his, Derek's phone started ringing, arousing Derek. Derek, who had been sound asleep, jolted awake when he heard the ringtone that was only associated with his parents, and immediately he reached for the phone and received the call, while Evelyn took the opportunity to excuse herself from him and headed for the bathroom. A couple of minutes later, Evelyn stepped out of the bathroom, ready to face Derek with the mischievous glint in his eyes and the smug smile she knew would be on his face having succeeded in his mission, but the look on his face stopped her dead in her tracks when she saw the anger on his face as he looked at her. How could you? He asked, his voice low and icy as he stared at her with a pair of cold, piercing blue eyes that seemed to freeze her soul.